ンインツラピー見えてなかったものが見えてきた。スタックリスタックリ It's a nice いつぶりのセンスじゃ負けそう偽りも全部一人天にのっぽりステイ別れの時が来たら血の果ていつかいつかばっかでもう今こう見なってそれも遠い冷めてはっはぁ、あ、ふっとした拍子にシンクディングディングミー笑ってもいい背伸びした分のミッシングフィーリングがどっから気づくシンプリシティ笑い飛ばそう全てを試験もに火をつけて時にうっとり鬱陶しいやつやことも丸めて忘れて See the power in my heart forever、yeah. ててて降りてくるエスカレーターで君と Meet See the power in my heart forever ててて から降りてくるエスカレーターで君と Meet Yes to be 問題はなしママには秘密で夜中に Oh let's cruising 俺のチャリで出よう途中のコンビニに寄ろう寄ろう類は見ないほどの美人一緒に食おうチョコにグミ Let's match is いつでもありでも光る時はステージがいい曲を聴いてまったり俺もひらめいて曲も隠し飯食いに行ったりいつも一緒に食えりゃ feel so good 笑いが出る世の中を傍観しようしばしばいなくなったり気づいたら横にいるひょっこりSee the power in my heart forever Yeah ててて から降りてくるエスカレーターで君と見 Yeah See the power in my heart forever Yeah ててて から降りてくるエスカレーターで君と見 It's me Yeah Yeah ててて から降りてくる降りてくる降りてくる、yeah. てててんから降りてくる降りてくる yeah. Yeah.
Wandering Rhythms traveling through the music scene of Kyushu Island. Kyushu Island, by the way, has a 4.2 rating on Google with over 1,200 reviews.Yes, the people have spoken, and they like it. We just heard a jazzy hip-hop number, and man, love Japanese hip-hop. It's just always so, so fresh and sultry and relaxing. So, yeah, that was a project called Void. The song was MSN. That's actually from the city of Kagoshima, and it came out just last year in the 2020. Before that, we heard a very cute rock band.They're called Minamo, and yeah, reminds me of like a late 90s kind of angular prog grunge thing. Debut EP from that band, and yeah, that came out last year. Minamo. They're from the city of Kitakyushu, which is in the extreme north of Kyushu Island. So yeah, we heard a bunch of different stuff there.And going off in the background with this beautiful ambient guitar-based stuff is Takeshi Yamamoto, my man, with the song Dawn. And this is from a 2020 LP of his called Gaslight. And we're next making our way down to the south of Kyushu Island. We are visiting the city of Kumamoto. And this next band...It's called Nori the Funk Band, but they're not a funk band. They're just, I think, one person slicing and dicing some old songs, making some wild stuff out of it. So this is a song very creatively called DGA25 right here. 2019 music from Kumamoto City. This is Wandering Rhythms, traveling through the southern Japanese island of Kyushu.
この先にあるはず。風に吹かれて草は揺れてる。明日に奪われてしまう。この気持ちを少し
Oh yes, Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio, the homeland of Coast Salish nations, including the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Musqueam nations, amongst many more as you travel across this expansive nation we call Canada. But right now we are in Kyushu, Japan, one of the southernmost islands, and the third biggest in all of Japan, yes. And we just heard a trio of artists from the city of Kumamoto. The last one was somehow very avant-garde and ancient and weird at the same time. It was called the Mother Tongue Project, and that is led by two men based in Kumamoto who are not from there. I don't know where they're from, but Richard Gilbert and Jeff Cairns are their names, and yes, they conceived of a project inviting a lot of Japanese and foreign musicians and some pretty intellectual and nerdy stuff for sure. The idea behind this album that we heard, the song was called New Sphere, which represents the kind of psychic connection that humans have across the world. It's like, think of the stratosphere, but like a psychic invisible sphere. And yes, seven songs on the album, each one represents a different atmosphere of the earth, so either representing scientific or esoteric points of view looked at with regard to its relationship to the earth and its interrelationship with other atmospheres, so the magnetosphere, the exosphere, etc., etc. And yeah, a lot of different musicians and instruments on each song, but that one was pretty cool, the New Sphere right there. Atmospheres came out in 2020, just about a year ago. And before that we heard, looks like a solo project by a musician, goes by Nostola, and that was the title track from an EP called The End of Someday we heard from 2019. Before that started the set with Nori the Funk Band, with some mashed up old classic songs of some sort, yeah. Odd slicing and mixing, and that's a DGA25, the song, also of 2019. So yes, this has been a trip through Kyushu, Japan, and we're going to finish with a little slice of hip-hop from Kumamoto. Artist goes by Quest, featuring S. Lowe on the vocals, and this song is called Da Jiggle. So yes, more Japanese language hip-hop. And ending with another artist from the city of Nagasaki, who is originally from England, goes by Sœur, Sisters in French. And the song's Deep Unicorn, new stuff from this year, 2021. So yeah, it's going to be some wild soundscaping stuff to end the program. So yes, this has been Wandering Rhythms, traveling through Japan, and thank you for joining on this odd and lovely journey. Till the next time, I have been Nick Legacy, and by the way, to find this episode and others, visit wanderingrhythms.com. You can find playlists, podcasts, and so on. Good day, one love, till the next.
SD1 Lab, Jigo Stars Fall, Have a Nice Trip, 634 Ride On, Yeah, give me the microphone, How We Roll, また気づけば夜、迎える朝まで All Night Long, Check 1, 2-2, I'm a S-Low, It's My Time, Don't Step, Just Do It, On The Runway, 薄倍の調子、Wanna Get High, 問題はない、狭い街から見る、広い世界、日々 Survive, My Life Size,真っ白な線引くボーダーライン飛び越えてみる手に取ってみるマス聞けばわかる Blow your mind 他とは違うチョイス俺の道この手で釣り上げる存在価値
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
This is Bird Note. Canyons, whether large or small, can host a spectacular variety of birds. Consider Swakane Canyon in central Washington state. It cuts west from the Columbia River into the Etiot Mountains for 9 miles while gaining nearly 3,000 feet. Steep slopes wall in the canyon floor, several hundred yards wide. The lower canyon is dry and sparsely vegetated, but as we trek upward, we see that gains in elevation bring abundant changes in plant life, creating varied habitats. A slender creek runs through the canyon, nurturing shrubs like blue elderberry. The plant provides nesting cover for bullocks, orioles, and other birds in summer, and masses of tiny fruit to migrating birds in September. A few miles up the canyon, we find stands of ponderosa pines, home to western tanagers. Climbing farther, we come upon groves of aspens and dense willow thickets, then grassy meadows interspersed with beaver ponds. Near the top of the canyon, accompanied by the song of a hermit thrush, we enter the shade of tall firs. Each successive habitat embraces a new mix of birds and other wildlife. In this canyon, nature creates a masterpiece, lovely to behold, and so rich in variety. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.